You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We'll continue on our local baseball coverage. Again, there's really no break. You go right from winter sports right into spring sports. Soccer, again, for Emory High School underway right now. Tomorrow, the Emory baseball team will travel on the road to take on the Gunnison Bulldogs. And joining us right now over the phone, we have first-year manager Rob Smith. Coach, a pleasure as always to get you on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Definitely, Coach, definitely. I know it's an exciting time. We're gearing up for your first action as manager of the Emory baseball team. You guys will take the field tomorrow against Gunnison, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first off, how'd the offseason go? Now that you have the team, everything's in place, and you're gearing up for the game tomorrow, how has everything gone up to this point?
It's gone pretty smooth. We've mostly been doing some fundraising, trying to get funds ready for the season. Those went smoother than expected, so happy with that.
As far as the team goes, when you had tryouts, I know tryouts were, two weeks ago, so it wasn't that long ago you were gearing up to select the team that you were going to take into action this year. What was the turnout like this year for tryouts?
We have about 35 kids. The turnout was pretty good. I was happy with it. We just did cuts last week, Monday and Tuesday. Then we had two practices, Wednesday and Thursday. Unfortunately, we didn't get a practice Friday because of prom, but... It's been good with that.
As far as the makeup of this year's team, Coach, who are some of the kids that you're going to rely heavily on? I know we have some returners from last year's team that did encounter a little bit of success at the state championship tournament. But with that being said, who are some of the kids that you'll rely heavily on this year?
Our shortstop and pitcher, Easton Gordon, he's returning from last year. He did win a state championship as a freshman as well, and so kind of banking on them. And then Dakota Alton, Colton Wilson, and Jared Snow. So my three seniors are my big, and then we got Tyson Stilson, Cade Brazier. A lot of the same basketball players that helped out the basketball team this year, my athletes, again, for baseball.
Yeah, which is never a bad thing. I mean, I would assume that these kids have come in relative good shape, right? I mean, it's such a quick turnaround to get the season off and rolling. Are the kids in baseball shape?
Conditioning-wise, yes. Throwing, we're working on getting there.
That's, again, so tough. I mean, you guys have tryouts just a couple of weeks ago, and now you're gearing up for action. One of the most difficult things about the baseball season is it's so compact. I mean, you guys play a lot of baseball in a very short period of time, which doesn't necessarily give you a lot of time to get these kids ready.
Right. And we've had a week to get ready, and we play tomorrow. And then we go to Mesquite this weekend, and conference games start next week. So it's, like you said, it's quick turnaround.
Well, let's talk about the makeup of the team. Start by the pitching staff, Coach. Especially in the 3A classification, pitching depth is going to be so key, especially once you get to that state tournament. What does the pitching rotation look like right now for this team?
Right now, it looks like Easton Gordon is our number one. Then we got Cade Brazier, number two, Logan Healy, Jace Collard, Dakota Alton. Any one of those guys could step in at any time. I feel we're pretty solid with our pitching staff for a 3A school. So we've got quite a few kids that can step up and throw and do well.
With that being said, how long do you throw Easton? I would assume he would get the start tomorrow. How long do you pitch him, and how often do you go to a pitching change in these non-region games, knowing you don't have very many of them?
Actually, we're not going to throw Easton tomorrow. We're going to save him for Mesquite. But we're going to, with a new pitch count that the state has implemented, it's going to be a learning experience for sure. But we're going to go on how well he feels and where we're at in the game, the situation.
How many starters do you have on this team, Coach, looking at it realistically?
Probably four.
I know there's been times where this Emory squad has been able to go to several different kids as far as relief work goes. Most years, I mean, every kid has to be called on to pitch, at least in some capacity at some point in time. How many pitchers does this team have?
I'd say about nine. We could go to any of them, about nine of them.
That's not a bad number. I mean, that's a pretty good number to have.
Yeah, and that's, you know, most of our junior class could throw. Two of our seniors can throw. So,
again, we're being joined right now by Coach Rob Smith of the Emory Sport and Baseball team. Coach, offensively, Emory last year at times looked very good offensively, at times not so much. I mean, you go back to the state tournament, it's always important to score runs in the state tournament, especially when pitching's getting a little deep. But at the same time, we're looking at games where last year, you know, falling to Summit Academy in the tournament 6-3, losing in league play to Gunnison 3-2 and 3-0. Offensively, how does this team look this year?
Good. We're still, like I said, we're still early, so we're still working on, you know, the fundamentals and getting that squared away. But like you said, the kids that have played, they know. I like to play small ball. I think that'll help as well. So,
Gunnison is a team that we're familiar with. Again, no longer sharing the region with. Not a bad team to open up with. It's a team that typically has a lot of success in the baseball ranks. So right off of the bat, the schedule's pretty tough for this team.
Yeah, we got Gunnison tomorrow. Mesquite's usually a pretty good tournament, and then we start against Grand on next Tuesday.
Home game against Carbon on Monday, is that still set to go on the schedule?
That's just a sophomore game, sophomore-freshman game.
Oh, okay, right, okay, fantastic. You guys will meet Carbon later on in the year, right? March 28th, I believe, is the date for the varsity, right?
Right.
Okay. Coach, let's talk about the region. Region 15, it's the first year that we get this region under the latest realignment. Grand, Manti, North San Pete, Richfield, San Juan, South Sevier. I know you're new to the program, but I'm sure you're well aware that all of those teams are always extremely competitive. It's a tough region, and you guys don't have a lot of time to prepare for it.
Right. Kind of like the basketball region, and anybody can win. Everybody's pretty good. The region, like you said, is good. They're all competitive. It's going to be a tough conference for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Coach. And as far as who's going to be helping you in the dugout, I know it's been a while since we talked last. A refresher for those who maybe don't remember. What's the coaching staff look like for the team this year?
I got Dean Stilton as my assistant coach for the JV. And then Jay Stilton, which is Dean's brother, and Ryan Johansson will coach the younger kids.
And as far as the time that you guys have been able to spend together on the field, the weather, it seems, I guess it has cooperated somewhat, hasn't it?
Yeah, practice has been a little chilly, but the weather's been nice for the most part.
Coach, when you guys head to Mesquite this weekend, are we looking at, what, four games? Is that what that'll be?
Yeah, there's three round-robin games and then the tournament on Saturday, or a seeding. So four teams will get a game on Saturday.
So the varsity will essentially get 4 to 5 games before you guys before you guys jump into region play. So during that time, what are some of the things that you put a big emphasis on tomorrow against Gunnison and again this weekend against Mesquite? Some of the things you want the kids to really get acclimated to?
Mostly just the fundamentals, how we play together, and then working on pitching, throwing strikes, making the other team earn it.
Have you sensed some camaraderie with this team now that we're getting set for the season? Is that something that's going to take time to develop, or have you sensed that already?
I sense that already. Like I mentioned before, a lot of them played together already with basketball and last year. I think the camaraderie is good. Senior stepped up and took everybody to wingers last week. But I believe they're a pretty tight-knit group.
You are the third manager in 3 years, which is kind of a crazy concept to think about, especially with a program that has had so much success as of late. For these kids who are now playing for their third coach in 3 years, has it been difficult for those kids, or you think baseball is one of those things where you kind of know it or you don't know it? I mean, how have the kids approached that?
I think they've come in with an open mind. Some coaches did stuff a little different. Other than that, it's been pretty smooth.
Well, it's definitely that time of the year, Coach, for baseball. I'm looking forward to it. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us today and talk about a bit about the squad. Best of luck against Gunnison and in Mesquite this weekend, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Again, that's Rob Smith, manager of the Emory High School baseball team. Again, they'll travel on the road tomorrow to take on the Gunnison Bulldogs, and we'll continue to follow the baseball teams throughout the season. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, I want to briefly talk about the NFL Combine. Who were some of the individuals that really helped their draft stock? Who hurt their draft stock? That's coming up next when we return here on Drive Time Sports.